Hey, ¿qué onda? ¿Cómo están? It's been such a long time. I know, pero pues la verdad es que se me siguen atravesando los burros en el camino, but we are here with another episode.
How's everyone doing? We are, ¿qué iba a decir?
No sé.
Es que Luis tiene una jeta. He's such a diva. We just fought before this, by the way, so.
Yeah, because I feel like you're checked out.
I'm not checked out, Luis. I'm just...
Okay, a ver.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Exactly. what are we talking about?
Well, what has been going on? What have we... Why are we so busy that we haven't recorded?
Well, I think we all have been super, super swamped with different things and different tasks. But I think the first one is our parents are back, right? So that's one. Also, it's been busy around here because we are down to two cars because I crashed my dad's car and that's been sitting in the driveway. So we're waiting for the insurance company to get back to us to see if they're going to be able to cover the vehicle, right?
And then today, Luis almost fucking ruined his car again. Dude, you guys, Luis is like the worst driver ever. Like, ever. The worst.
Okay. But ¿qué más? So we went to the swap meet yesterday and today we went again, but yesterday fuimos and we found a lot of great things. We found I found a little frame that I posted on TikTok, and I bought this mantelito that's like Punta de Cruz embroidered, which is beautiful. I'm gonna share that later. And yesterday we saw this amazing 1970s lamp that literally was as tall as me. Like, this was a ginormous fucking lamp.
It was huge. It was huge, and Luis was like, oh my god, I want it. And I'm like, bro, where the fuck are you gonna put that? In the fucking, as a centerpiece in our living room, on our kitchen table?
It was huge. It was a big, big piece, and it was only $50. And so $50 may not seem like a lot, but like Judith and I have this thing where when we go to the swap meet, we always go with a budget, and typically our budget is always like $20. No?
Yeah, around 30, 20.
So this piece was obviously $50, but I was like, oh, I really want it. And so obviously when I saw it, I didn't know what I was going to use it for, or I didn't like have an idea, but I was like, I don't know. I just want it. The lampshade was beautiful. It was just beautifully designed, and
it was big.
And Judith, of course, fucking pushed me to say to like not get it.
I didn't. Okay.
Yes, because you were like, what? My dad's going to get pissed. What are you going to do with it? Like, of course, I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do with it at that particular moment. All I knew was, I want it. Like, I want this piece. It's such a unique fucking piece. And
First of all, I didn't push him to do anything.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You asked me for my opinion, and I gave it to you. And if you listened, I didn't ask for your opinion.
I just said, what do you think of this lamp?
Yeah, exactly, which is my opinion.
No.
Yes, it is.
I didn't tell you what do you want me to do. Like, should I get it? Should I not?
But you still asked me.
So
I'm going to fucking kick his ass.
So then today, I was thinking about this fucking lamp, and I was like, oh, my God. And so I went online, and I started looking for oversized 1970s lamps. And they're literally like $800, $1,200, $1,500. And I was like, okay, those lamps that I'm looking at on the internet are probably like designer, whatever. And then maybe this one isn't, right? Pero I was just like, oh my God, it was definitely worth the $50. And so right now, this morning, I wake up and I'm thinking about this lamp and I'm like, it could go in our patio. Like, it could go outside because it's so big that I was like, yes, it can go in the patio. It could definitely go in the patio. Entonces, I was also thinking about, if you haven't seen my base for our Christmas tree last year, it got a lot of attention, and ¿cómo se llama? It got a lot of attention last year, and I was thinking in my head, oh my God, the base of this lamp could be this olla. And so now, in my head, I have this idea of making an olla into a lamp for the patio. So now I'm thinking, I need to go back and get it. So we went to the swap meet, and literally we couldn't find the vendor. Ya no estaba. And so I'm like, fuck, I should have gotten it.
Well, because it wasn't meant to be, Luis, and that's that.
So I'm going to go again next week on Saturday. And I think if you are listening to this and you live in Southern California, I believe I'm posting this coming week. We should do a meetup at the swap meet and let's go scavenger hunt for this fucking lamp because it's literally beautiful. So anyways, if I don't find it, I am going to recreate that lamp because I think it would look really beautiful. How? Quién sabe, pero me las voy a ingeniar para poder hacerlo.
But we should tell them where we found it. It was like a puesto with like, I think Luis said it was an estate sale, somebody's house. But there was like so many like old school things there and like cards that like belong to obviously somebody. And I was like, dude, this is kind of creepy. But Luis fell in love with that lamp. And I was like, bro, where are we going to put that?
But now we know where we're going to put it. We're going to put it in the patio. And it's going to look fucking amazing. Especially when we're hanging out there in the evening. Like, it's going to be great.
And when you pull out a book to read, let me turn on my lamp.
F you. So, ¿qué más ha pasado? Oh, wait. I have something to share. So, I saw on TikTok somebody posting about these cafeteras and tea kettles at the 99 cent store. And so I was like, wait, no mames, it can be, right? Because this collection came out over a decade ago at Las Tiendas Soriana.
Soriana, la de todos los mexicanos.
And the way that you could get these Peltre items, because it was a full-on collection of like many different things, is by purchasing your mandado at Soriana. So the more you purchase your mandado at Soriana, the more points you would gather, and then you could purchase the Frida inspired Peltre collection. And so I went to go look for it in my local 99 cent store, and literally I found just one and I bought it. And so then I was on a mission to be like, okay, I want to find the rest of these because they have two. They have the cafetera, which comes in white, and then they have the tea kettle, which comes in black Peltre. And so I posted about it, and when I was posting about it, I threw a little bit of shade towards the 99 cent store, and I basically was like, you all need to hire a Latino social media marketing team because you really missed out on a great viral, organic viral thing here, because there's so many people that are into Frida, one. Two, Peltre has become so popular that people are literally looking for Peltre pieces everywhere, and they're either super duper expensive or you just can't find them anymore. Entonces,
he was obsessed.
I was obsessed. And so then I get to the store, I find the one piece at my local store, and literally it is the exact same collection because it's the exact same box. It still says Soriana on the box. So here is what I think happened with this promotion. This was over 10 years ago, okay? Let's think back where we were 10 years ago, where being Latino was still not that fucking cool, right? Where Latino wasn't in the mainstream yet. And so now take that even further and go to Mexico, and let's talk about Peltre. Peltre has always been the least expensive for the lower socioeconomic people of Mexico, because our grandma had Peltre ollas de tamales, la sopera, para cocinar el huevo, para freír el huevo, perdón.
Everything.
Hasta las cucharas de Peltre, yeah. Like everything,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So back then, it wasn't aesthetic. It wasn't like the cool platos to have. It was, para esto nos alcanza y necesitamos unas pinches ollas para poder cocinar, and this is all there was. So fast forward to when I found them at Soriana, nadie pelaba estas pinches, ¿cómo se llama? Esta colección. Why? Because I have my theory that los mexicanos que viven en México son bien pinches malinchistas. They don't care about anything that is coming from their own country because everybody's trying to acquire the European or the gringo aesthetic and trying to get los muebles modernos, las pinches, you know, la vajilla bonita que viene de somewhere in the USA or whatever the case may be. So nobody peló estas pinches, esta pinche colección de Peltre, especially because Peltre is associated with like not having money.
Low economic status.
Exactly. So I have a feeling that there were tons and tons and tons of this product somewhere stored and they probably couldn't resell it because they did a collaboration with the actual Frida estate. So they probably couldn't resell it. So it was stuck in a warehouse somewhere. And now somehow the 99 cent store got a hold of it and maybe they decided to buy it all and sell it. Pero the shade that I threw towards the 99 cent store was that they should hire somebody from the Latina, like somebody in the Latino, a Latino that runs social media so that they could have done something cool. Because this is what I would have done if I would have been there. I would have sent one of each to these amazing social media influencers that all their aesthetic is doing tablescapes with Mexicano, Latino items, people that cook. And I would have, I think it would have gone viral quickly. And can you imagine how many people would have gone scavenger hunting to the 99 cent stores to buy these? Well, I sure fucking did. And I bought a total of 17 of these cafeteras and tea kettles. Just a total of 17, not 17 of each. And I was like, hey, listen, if you don't want to go out and look for these and you want to purchase them from me, you can at $20 a piece plus shipping and handling. And I literally got a couple people that were like, that's fucked up. Why are you doing that? And then I responded to them and I was like, listen, there are 370 something 99 cent stores, of which only 72% are located in California, which means that 28% of the country doesn't, or the other 28% of these stores are somewhere around the country, and some people may not even have them near them. And yeah, when I was selling these on my live, I'm sending these to Chicago. I'm sending them to Delaware. I'm sending them to Phoenix. So anyways, la gente no tiene que hacer y nada más quiere estar chingando. And they wanted to fucking come and chingar on my comments section. So anyways.
And he's triggered.
So then the 99 cent store likes my video and then they comment. And they comment and they said, hi, Luis, thank you so much for sharing. Or hi, Luis Octavio or whatever. Hi, Diagüe. I don't know how the fuck they said it, but you can go back to the videos and read the fucking feed. They were like, thank you so much for sharing. And by the way, the SMM, which social media marketing department, is Latina. And I was shook it because in my head, I'm thinking, how do you not know that Frida is so popular in the Latino community? And how did you not create a huge campaign, right? Those were my initial thoughts. So I responded and I was like, thank you so much for responding, no sé qué, pero les hace falta barro.
Las gafas aquí significan tristeza. Las gafas aquí de un barrio pesado. Y las gafas atrás significa que mi barrio me respalda. El pañuelo aquí significa, estamos representando a nuestros paisanos que están en Estados Unidos, que siempre estamos con la frente en alto.
Porque I don't know what the heck. To make a long story short, we kept on interacting and then they basically said, expect an email from us soon. And the very next day, they sent me an email and the woman who runs the social media department was, I would love to meet with you. Let's do a Zoom. And so my Zoom is on Tuesday. Hopefully I got this episode out before Tuesday, but if not, it happened on Tuesday and I can't wait to share what's going to happen. And then it gets better. Apparently the 99 cent store has a social media marketing agency and the agency reached out to me. And they were like, oh, hi, we love your content. We saw your interaction with the 99 Cent Store. We're the ones that manage their social media. We would love to give you a gift card to go and...
You didn't tell me that part, you stupid
no?
bitch.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Well, because he doesn't want to fucking share. He's fucking greedy.
Well, maybe now you'll have a reaction. Whoa. So...
It's because...
Entonces, me mandaron ese correo electrónico and they were like... We would like to send you a gift card so that you could go back to the 99 cent store and continue to do more of your DIYs. The only thing we ask is that you share the video with us before you upload it because
they want
to
like
the client would like to see it before it goes out. Of course, because there are things that the client may not want the influencer to say. And here's what I have to say about that. If you are an influencer listening to this, or if you are thinking of wanting to become an influencer, these are the things you need to look out for. And this is something that I'm going to tell my contact at the 99 cent store. First of all, this agency clearly has to be white because the way they approached me was in a very predatory way because they're probably thinking in their head, este pobrecito... No lo ha pelado ninguna pinche marca. He only has 40-something thousand followers. And he's gonna be so ecstatic with us sending him anything, right? When I know for a fact that the 99 cent store probably pays you a really good penny to fucking come up with these campaigns. And that is not the way to approach anyone. So I basically have not responded because I want to wait till my meeting on Tuesday and fucking cagarle el palo a esta agencia. And this is what I'm going to tell my contact at the 99 cent store. I am going to say that agency is approaching influencers the wrong way because first of all, you are assuming that I want to work with you. One. Two, you're assuming that my work is free. Because you're telling me that you're going to give me a gift card? Like, a gift card? Is it a $1 million gift card to the 99 cent store?
Imagine.
Because then I'd be interested and I'd fucking be like, do you want me to name my first one 99? Because literally, it's like, that's not the way to approach someone. Like, you can't assume that. And you should be approaching with, hey, we saw your video. Great job. It was awesome. Would love to have a conversation with you to see if there are any further opportunities to collaborate. And if you have a sponsorship deck or whatever, send it my way, please. Like, don't just assume that I'm going to be doing work for free. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Redonkulous. Redonkulous. He's heated.
So I'm going to be like,
bitch.
I'm going to be like, bitch, I got 99 problems, but the 99 cent store ain't going to be one of my problems. So anyways, that's what's been going on. I'm excited and I cannot wait to see what may come out of this because I really did see a lot of amazing products now that the 99 cent store isn't.
I mean, the 99 cent store has always had great shit. Like, always. That's, like, always.
But I feel like they now have...
Like, more things that are in.
Hey, why are you trying to take my fucking sponsorship away, bitch?
I'm just saying. The 99 cent store has always... No, but it really has, Luis. I think now the aesthetics is different, and now they're putting shit that people want to buy, which, whatever, but...
Well, because like, I was really surprised at some of the items that they have there. Granted, they're not 99 cents, but they're still pretty affordable. Like these peltre fucking cafeteras and teteras. They are literally 100% made of peltre in Mexico. And they're only $7.99. Like, that's a steal. Regardless of whether you like Frida or not, it's not like it has Frida's face on it. It just has her official signature. That's it. So it's still beautiful. It's a beautiful set. So anyways, I can't wait for that. And we will see what happens.
We will see. You didn't tell me about the fucking gift card, so I hope you fucking...
Well, I'm not going to get a gift card. I'm going to be like...
What if it has $1 million?
If it has $1 million, yes, but no. My rate is $1,500 for a one-minute video. That's it.
Ooh, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that?
Yes, that is my rate. And nadie lo ha pagado. No, TurboTax did. TurboTax is like...
The one that they fucking strangled you on and then you got all pissed.
But that wasn't TurboTax. That was the public.
That was... I can't control the public.
So anyways, that's what's been going on over on this side of the world. And what about you, Judith?
What have I? Oh, I have been trying really hard with my I don't even want to say fitness journey because I wouldn't consider myself fit, but my calorie deficiency.
Yeah, I know.
But it's hard porque a cada rato, you guys, this weekend, like, I want to say something. I don't want to put Luis on blast, but I'm going to put Luis on blast for a little bit. But I am, like, the stronger child in the sense that, like, I don't fall for peer pressure easily. But here at home, they have been eating, like, you know, it's hard to say no to these things. And obviously, I'm like, oh, fuck, I hate you all. But I've been doing really good, and I feel really proud of myself for that because it takes a lot of me, like, a lot. And to catch up or tell you guys how that burger went, because I did have a burger, after all, and it went horrible. It, like, fucked me up. It was bad. So now I'm like, damn, I don't know if my stomach is like, girl, what do you want? What do you want? You want to be good, or you, what the fuck, which life do you want? Because my stomach is confused.
So but I think that you've been doing a really good job at that. And obviously, nadie te va a quitar eso y el esfuerzo que le estás poniendo, porque si le estás poniendo un chingo de esfuerzo. I mean, you're making your lunch, you're making your everything, you're eating healthier. And yes, I absolutely agree that you've been working really, really hard at it. Ya se te está notando en la cara que estás bajando de peso. But I think that your approach, it has been the best approach, which is healthy versus like, I just want to fucking look skinny meaty, right? Pero I think, you know, here's the thing. Like, aquí en la casa sí hemos estado comiendo porque pues somos latinos, somos mexicanos y pues sí, cocinamos.
Tragamos.
Y hacemos cosas que de repente no sean tan saludables. Pero, por ejemplo, one of the things that I've told you where I think like, güey, no chingues mames, bájale de huevos, is your faces and your comments that you fucking make. I've told you, since you're putting me on blast, now I'm putting you on blast, bitch. So I'm like, she'll be like, ay, no, yo no quiero comer eso porque estoy no sé qué, no sé cuándo.
That's not what I say.
Yes, you do.
You're
yes,
fucking,
you do.
You're a
bitch
right
just
now.
I told you. I told you to say, oh, because even at work, creo que ya les está cayendo gorda.
No, because, I stopped from that.
Because I'm like, dude, that comes off so fucking judgmental because now just because you are like, you know, doing your thing, which is great. Again, I'm not saying I'm saying it's great. And I think it's wonderful that you're so strong.
This is just a fucking hater.
Pero I'm like, cuando alguien te ofrece algo, don't start with your fucking mamadas. Of, well, let me see how many calories.
That's not what I've been doing.
Yes, that's
no,
what you do.
That was at the beginning because I had to make sure that I've literally, because it's hard. It's hard to fucking like keep track of all that.
All you have to do is
and it's
say,
annoying. It's annoying to keep
thank you
track
so
of
much.
All that.
I already ate. Thank you so much. I'm okay. Thank you. That's it.
Pero luego te lo.
Fucking, oh, let me.
No, that's.
The fuck is that?
That's not even true. Let me tell you guys, Luis is just being a little bitch right now because if we ain't talking about Luis, he doesn't want to fucking talk and share anything. So
I just gave you all the credit.
He
You're
has
doing
main
so
character
well.
Syndrome.
You're
main
doing
character
so well.
Syndrome. So of course he needs to fucking throw somebody under the bus and it's not gonna be him. So
anyway.
But no,
so
I
has
I
been
am,
doing great.
I am, yeah, I am proud of myself for that. And I feel like it just takes a lot. It's hard sometimes. But here we are after we had a fucking Baskin Robbins ice cream. But what else has been going on? Our parents are back.
Yes.
But things are kind of back to normal here at home.
What else? Oh, my dad is literally like working on DIYs all the time, every time now. Like, si no está plantando algo, si no está pintando algo. Like, I feel like he's really gotten inspired, one. And two, I feel like he finally trusts my judgment 100%. Because we're about to paint the table.
You
we're
think
about
that,
to paint
boo.
The pa-
you think that, boo. You think
we're
that, boo. You keep thinking about
paint,
that.
We're about to paint the picnic table. And I can't believe he said yes to the color I chose. which we haven't released yet.
Which color? I released? What the fuck
yes.
is it? I...
Yes,
Judy. Okay, mamon. Okay, mamon.
And so I'm like shocked, but I love that he is.
I'm shocked that we haven't released this color yet. What the fuck? Oh my God.
Whatever. You think the way they treated you at Amora was just fucking coincidence?
I'm not even gonna trip about that because I am like the most simplest person. If they would have treated me that way or not that way, I would have just been like, all right, cool. That was just kind of.
Can we just talk about how that was embarrassing? Can we just talk about how you thought the ¿cómo se llama? Why are you making that face with me?
Well, if you want to put yourself on blast, go ahead. But I'm sure he listens to this.
He doesn't listen to this. All right,
then put yourself on blast. Go ahead.
I'm going to put you on blast, though. Go ahead. Okay, so one of the waiters, he's really cute at Amora. I mean, they're all fucking cute. They're all, like, aesthetically pleasing. But one of them se ha portado super bien, es el que siempre nos ha atendido, Roberto. He's amazing. Blah, blah, blah.
He's gonna fucking listen to this.
And well.
Well, Luis, this is what the one thing that I hate and that my dad also points out about Luis. Luis does not give a fuck to throw names out there. Luis is the kind of person that if he wants to fucking roast you, he doesn't give a fuck if your feelings are hurt or not. And right now, he just blurted out this guy's name. We have before.
So if I say Amora, they're going to know we're talking about Roberto. So anyways.
Oh my God.
So he started talking to Judith on Instagram, and Judith was all fucking... hot and bothered. And
but she was then like,
oh my God.
No, but then I was like, wait a minute.
She even gave him a nickname.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You're like Amora.
Well, because he works there, dumbass. That's not even a nickname.
That's the nickname you gave him.
But then I was like, wait a fucking minute. This guy is...
No, you weren't. Wait a fucking minute. Dude, well, regardless. It was. So it was funny because...
Luis, I don't know why you take pride in this. This is not for you to be taking in pride.
Wait, so hold on. So Judith and I, we don't know what this guy is or isn't. We don't. But this is funny because Judith and I always have this thing where I'm like, when she's when she matches with someone on Tinder or whatever, I'm like, me just to fuck around with her, I'm like, oh, dude, I've had sex with him before.
Because he has. He's worse than having a sister.
So then I'm like, I'm gonna come for y'all mans. Or when we're at a bar or at a club or at a restaurant or wherever, and some guy's staring over on like towards us, I always am like, oh, he's staring at me, don't worry about it, you know, or whatever. So I just do it out of malice, obviamente.
No, he
so
doesn't.
Judy was like,
Judy, main character syndrome.
Judy was like, oh, we're talking. No, me hizo una pregunta, no sé qué, no sé cuándo, whatever. And then I saw her getting all fucking hot and bothered. And I'm like, he really just wants to talk to you so he can get close to me. And then she's like, shut the fuck up, blah, blah, blah.
But no,
and
wait.
Then,
listen,
hold on. And then he posts like an after the gym picture and he posts it for his like close friends. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm a close friend of his? Because that's how I saw the picture. And then I tell Judy, did you see his latest picture? And then she was like, no, what are you talking about? I'm like, you didn't see it? It's on his close friends. And she was like, I'm not on his close friend.
I'm like, it just was annoying because Lisa's just fucking always wants to be like the first at everything. It's like I'm telling you guys, it's worse than having a fucking sister. Luis is the fucking worst. Like... I at this point I'm not even surprised if he's dated any of the guys that I've talked to. Like, I'm not.
I'm you're just, so dumb.
I'm just like, you know what?
But I just do I'm that just, out of
no,
malice.
No, it's
I just
not.
Do that
Luis,
out of malice.
No, it's not because Lisa's main character syndrome and he always wants to be the fucking only one. So anyways, if you have sisters that you all deal with this shit.
You're so dumb.
But it was funny. It was pretty
oh,
funny.
Oh, and then guess what? So Judith and I are going to be spending the Marcha del Orgullo Gay in CDMX, which happens on June 24th. And we both have our boletos.
And we're going on different flights because we can't stand each other. And this is true. We're going on two different flights because we can't stand each other.
Well, because we were talking about this, but because, you know, how Jodid is so undecisive.
No.
Maestra Canuta, if you're listening, and you heard what Alfred said, so I'm going to say undecisive.
Go back to the thing. I had told Luis, I still work on Thursday, which means we would have to leave Thursday night. And this fucker decides to fucking book his fucking flight on Thursday. In the fucking morning. And I'm like, dude, you're a fucking bitch. Like, I literally told you my plan, and then you disregarded everything I fucking said just so you can go on your own fucking airplane. But now I'm like, dude, you're such a bitch. So now we're going on two different flights.
Yeah, so she leaves, like, literally almost 24 hours after me.
Yeah.
And then we're both coming on the same day, but...
Different flights.
So anyways, we're going to Ciudad de Mexico for Pride, and it's going to be so amazing. I can already tell.
I can't wait. This is like the first ever experience. I feel like not a Pride experience, because I've been to Prides before, but this
with
is...
With who?
With not you, bitch.
Exactly.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I've been to Pride events, but I've never been to one with my sibling, with my gay brother. So this is where I'm like, oh my God, how exciting. Like, I feel like this is an experience that we have to share and, you know, be together. And I even told him, like, we should tell Rick, our brother, because I think this would be a really cool thing for us to do, you know, because, you know, we're supporting you. And also, why would we not want to go to this? Like, it just sounds fucking fun. And from the things that Luis has said, it's like, it's fucking amazing. And I just want to see that. I want to see that in, like... I just want to be able to experience that, you know, because I feel like Mexico now has turned it to be like a place where it's more accepting and like, you know, but I think in our community, it wasn't very accepting. So I think that this is a cool experience to have to like show others and to like, just express the fact that it's beautiful. One, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful and I'm sure I'm going to cry. But to also be accepting of your children, of your siblings, of your tías, your tíos. Because, like, you don't know the time that your, you know, uncles, aunts, or even parents were growing up. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy. So I think it's going to be fun.
So on Saturday, we're going to be at La Marcha, ahí en el Ángel de la Independencia, en el Ángel en Reforma. And so it's just going to be beautiful to see, to be there. It's going to be great. And on Sunday... Through Mágico Tours, we are actually going to Xochimilco. Y eso va a ser un pinche, una peda. There's going to be brunch. O sea, va a estar increíble. And the reason why this Xochimilco Pride Drag Queen brunch started was because whenever I would go to Mexico and I was maybe like 10 years old or 8 years old, I was the oldest grandchild. And so I was also the oldest cousin. I've always been the oldest. So... I remember que me llevaban a Xochimilco, pero pues no había nadie de mi edad, because everybody was a lot younger than me. Y yo me acuerdo que me trepaba las pinches trajineras y miraba otras trajineras con otras familias en donde había niños de mi edad y todos tenían sus primitos, I'm assuming, and they were all the same age. So se la pasaban corriendo en la trajinera, jugando, at the front of the trajinera, splashing themselves. And I was the only child in this trajinera filled with tías and grandparents. And of course, I loved being with them at that time. But it wasn't fun, right? It wasn't fun. So as an adult, I always wanted to do that. But obviously, my friends were in the U.S. My friends weren't in Mexico. But now as an adult that I've traveled to Mexico and I've made connections and I've made amazing friends there... Now we can do this. And so that is how this brunch situation came to be. Para que los que vayan a la Ciudad de México se junten con otras personas y que vayamos y nos pongamos una pinche mega peda en Xochimilco, comer quesadillas, micheladas, bailar. Y aparte va a ir una drag queen de aquí de Estados Unidos, who I'm so excited to announce, and I will be announcing her later.
It's not been released yet.
It hasn't been released. So anyways, it's going to be fun. If you have the time, if you have
if you want to go with us, come with us.
Yes, yes. Come through Mexico Tours. It's only $99 and it
99 cents.
Oh, 99 cents. And they ain't paying shit for this right now. But let me tell you, after that call, we will no longer mention the 99 cent store unless they be paying us. And not with gift cards. So
unless they're $1 million.
Unless they're $1 million gift card, yes. Because I would literally legit sit outside and be like, yo le pago. A ver, pero pásame la lana, pásame el cash. So anyways, so I'm going to put the link below, pero sí, if you want to come, like literal, it's going to be so much fucking fun. $99 until the end of May. After that, it's going to be $150.
And if you're listening and you're in Mexico, you need to meet up with us because I want to know who you are in the other end.
I know, we have like 3 listeners in Mexico. Hopefully they're in La Ciudad de Mexico. Oh, it's probably Ro. Ah!
Never mind, Ro, you're not invited. No puedes venir.
So anyways, that's all that's been going on, no?
Yeah, we're just getting ready for the summer. I have a lot of projects to do in the backyard. And I have a lot of...
Ay, cállate los hijos, idiota.
Stupid. No, but really.
But did you like your picnic basket I made?
Oh, yeah, I found a picnic basket. So Luis always says that...
That wasn't the question. Wait, listen.
Luis always says that. I'm always in a fucking bad mood or whatever the fuck he says, but
she is.
No, I'm not. But But I've been wanting a picnic basket for the longest, and I put it in the universe, and I found it, and it came out super fucking cute because I did it.
No, you didn't. You did not do the basket. No, seas pinche mentirosa. So then, that is it for now. I think we're good. Where can they find you? Where can they find you, please?
Wait, shut the fuck up with that question. It's already old.
Where can they find you?
Main character syndrome.
Where can they find you?
You just asked me so that people don't give a fuck about me and then fucking go to you. And then they fucking and then they roast you and fucking make you cry.
Where do they find you? Where can they find you? Where can they find you? She doesn't know her. We're like 12 episodes in and she still does not know her Instagram handle.
I do know it, but you guys.
No, a ver.
It's literally JBBGUILAR.
Te faltó una letra.
No, you don't even know it. You don't even follow me.
Oh my God.
I blocked you.
Well, you can find me at _ GIGUEY. GIGUEY. Also, by the way, whoever did the voiceover for the Bad Bunny,
Yeah, I want to say that was fucking. I'm sorry, Bad Bunny is slowly just disappointing, but I still love him. But yeah, whoever did the voiceover to his like 2-minute
Latino tribute video,
like bro, that sounded like a fucking white chicken, and I'm sorry, but no.
And I also hated that they got somebody that had an accent because I feel like that is continuing to feed into the stereotype.
Like, what? Why couldn't it just be him?
Yeah, that would have been great, actually, if it were him.
Like, it just...
But anyways, low-key, I'm jealous. It should have been me.
Oh my God, Luis. You're so full of yourself.
Okay, well, if you guys need anybody to do
no,
a voiceover for you...
No, nobody needs anything.
Let me know, and I'll be more than happy to do the voiceover for your commercial. Muchas gracias. Pasajeros con destino a la Ciudad de México. Pasajeros con destino a...
Yeah, bye!